Darth Malgus strode the Autowalk. The steady rap of his boots on the pavement, the tick of a chrono counting down the limited time remaining to the Republic. Speeders, swoops, and air cars roared above him in unending streams, the motorized circulatory system of the Republic's heart. Sky rises, bridges, lifts, and plazas covered the entire surface of Coruscant to a height of kilometers, all of it the trappings of a wealthy, decadent civilization, a sheath that sought to hide the rot in a cocoon of duracrete and transparisteel. But Malgus smelled the decay under the veneer, and he would show them the price of weakness, of complacency. Soon, it would all burn. He would lay waste to Coruscant. He knew this. He had known it for decades. Memories floated up from the depths of his mind. He recalled his first pilgrimage to Korriban, remembered the profound sense of holiness he had felt as he walked in isolation through its rocky deserts, through the dusty canyons lined with the tombs of his ancient Sith forebears. He had felt the Force everywhere, had exulted in it, and in his isolation, it had showed him a vision. He had seen systems in flames, the fall of a galaxy spanning government. He had believed then, had known then and ever since, that the destruction of the Jedi and their Republic would fall to him.
What are you thinking, Veradin?
Elena asked him. Only Elena called him by his given name, and only when they were alone. He enjoyed the smooth way the syllables rolled off her tongue and lips, but he tolerated it from no others.
I am thinking of fire, he said,
the hated respirator partially muffling his voice. She walked beside him, as beautiful and dangerous as an elegantly crafted Lamborghini. She clucked her tongue at his words, eyed him sidelong, but said nothing. Her lavender skin looked luminescent in the setting sun. Crowds thronged the plaza in which they walked, laughing, scowling, chatting. A human child, a young girl, caught Malgus's eye when she squealed with delight and ran to the waiting arms of a dark-haired woman, presumably her mother. The girl must have felt his gaze. She looked at him from over her mother's shoulder, her small face pinched in a question. He stared at her as he walked, and she looked away, burying her face in her mother's neck. Other than the girl, no one else marked his passage. The citizens of the Republic felt safe so deep in the core, and the sheer number of beings on Coruscant granted him anonymity. He walked among his prey, cowled, armored under his cloak, unnoticed and unknown, but heavy with purpose.
This is a beautiful world,
Alina said.
Not for very much longer.
His words seemed to startle her, though he could not imagine why.
Veradin.
He saw her swallow, look away. Whatever words she intended after his name seemed stuck on the scar that marred her throat.
You may speak your mind, Alina,